Welcome to Rafa Said It Here, a show about everything and anything that happens in our lives that impacts our mind, body, and spirit. I am so glad that you're joining us today. Welcome to the show. Hey everybody, welcome to Rafa Said It Here. My name is Rafaela Silva, and I'm very, very excited that you are joining me for another episode of my podcast. If you are listening for the first time and you found me on Spotify, make sure you hit the follow button and also the little bell so that you can get notified of the latest episode. And if you're listening from Apple or any other platforms, make sure that you also hit their notification system so that you can get the latest in your inbox. So without further ado, let's get started. Today, I want to talk about understanding your potential versus believing in your potential. For many years, I had a cognitive view of my potential, meaning I knew, in my mind, what it is that I'm capable of doing. I understood my potential. I saw my potential. I admired my potential. Yet one thing that I didn't have was the belief in it. I didn't believe in myself. I didn't believe, even though I knew that I could, I didn't believe that I could, right? Which are two different things. You know that you can, but when you believe that you can, it changes the whole game. And recently I had a conversation with a family member, and I was sharing with a family member all these things that I was up to, things that I wanted to create, things that I knew, what I'm creating for my future, how I wanted to be a contribution to the world with what I had to offer, with my gifts, with my many different things. And that family member looked at me and agreed and was, seemed to be excited about what it is that I was up to. And so a few days later after that, the same family member came to me and said, I want to share something with you, but I don't want you to be upset. When they start that way, you already know. So I said, go ahead. And that family member shared, if I were you, I would get a job at a multinational organization, because remember, they're looking at my gifts and who I am, right? And they thought, wow, if she takes all of this and gives it to this organization, she would be great. Now, mind you, I'm not making this family member wrong, and what she said, there's nothing wrong what she said, but it did not align with the vision that I have for myself. It didn't align with the potential, how I saw my potential and how I wanted my potential to play out. And I would say almost entertained that idea, but there was a shift that happened to me at that moment. And that shift was, no, I wanted something different for myself. And that shift was me believing in myself as opposed to just having a cognitive view of who I am, of my potential, and what I'm capable of. So sometimes a lot of us will have this cognitive, but we don't believe in it. And what happens is when we don't believe in our potential, when we don't believe in our vision, what happens is other people get to dictate how it plays out. Meaning someone will say something just like my family member said, and you begin to doubt yourself. You begin to question if the things that you want and how you want it to be, is it really real? Will it ever happen? And sometimes life will test you like that to see where you are, to see if you do believe in it, if you truly believe in yourself. And so at that moment, I realized, I was like, no, that sounds good. That sounds safe. And I already know what that looks like because I've been in those spaces before. I already worked for multinational, international organization. I know that road, but I don't know this other road that I'm building for myself. So what I realized at that moment is that the belief that I had in myself, if I didn't have the belief in myself, everything that I've been building, everything that I'm creating, all the things that I'm designing, that I want, how I want to see my future, would have gone down the drain, because I would have questioned myself and I would have stopped everything and gone and looked for a position at an international organization. Now, of course, most of us, the question becomes, how do we get clear? How do we go from cognitive, like that cognitive view of who we are, our potential, our gifts, to really embracing and believing in it, to the point where if anybody says something to us, it won't matter, because you have this strong belief in what you're building that nothing no one says will shatter, will shake it. You'll be strong in it. How do you develop that, right? I think the first thing to develop that is to get clear. Get clear on what it is that you believe about yourself. And what do I mean by that? What do I mean by get clear? So is what you believe about yourself coming from you? Or does someone give it to you and you now inherit it as your own? How can you tell the difference? Well, your body and your heart will tell the difference. And the reason why I say that is because we're all designed a specific way. We're all designed a specific way. And because we're designed a specific way, whatever it is, when you begin to ask that question to yourself and begin clear, your body will tell you. Like, you will feel joy when you speak about something. You won't feel heavy. Even if you're happy about what it is someone has given to you, like something that you have inherited, at some point, it's just not going to work, because that's not what you're supposed to be doing. But I do believe 100% that when you ask the question to yourself or to your higher self or to God, whatever it is that you believe in, that you will get a clear answer. The key thing here is, here's what gets interesting, right? Is that when you get that answer, the two things that are going to happen, your body and whatever's already stored in you that's been planted by someone else, it's going to try to get into a fight with you. It's going to be like, what? Like, what do you mean? What? You just want to be a housewife and be married and sit by the river and plant your vegetables? You know, it's going to question your thought process. That's a good sign, because that means that you are in the right direction. If that desire to sit by the river, plant your vegetables, have a kid, bake cookies with your husband by this little shack and live off the grid, if that's something that you want to do, guess what? And that feels good, that makes you excited, and then there's something in your subconscious that is questioning that, then you are in the right track. And trust me, when you get clear about what you believe for yourself, everyone around you that has been around you all these years, including your family, they're going to come against you. They're going to think you're crazy. They're going to think you're nuts. But if you truly believe that, when you start getting clear on that and you say, no, I believe in this, it's clear, then seek that path, regardless of what anybody else say, do, think. Because remember, your vision was given to you. It wasn't given to them. And only you can see that. Like, you know, when you look forward, it's almost like you look 100 meters ahead than everyone else. Your vision, that's your vision. And you keep walking towards that prize, right? People are going to go against you, especially family members. And there are some family members that are going to come at you and say that they're so disappointed because you're not living up what they wanted for themselves and for you. But that's not your vision, is their vision for you, right? When you get clear on that, the second thing to do is, when you get clear on what that is and you have embraced it and you believe in it with your heart, check your circle. Check your circle. Check the people that are around you, who they are, including your family, because guess what? when you believe in yourself, whoever is around you that don't believe in what you believe, I'm not saying that people are going, you have to cut people off, okay? What I'm saying is make sure you place yourself around people that understand your vision. They don't necessarily have to see it the way you see it, but they have to understand what that is, what that means, and they're able to support you in that direction. You're going to have to remove yourself from spaces, and that could be friends, people, work, that doesn't support your vision. It doesn't support what it is that you're doing. Okay? So make sure that when you do that, you check your circle. Well, why is that important? Because you're going to need that support to push you forward. Okay? You're going to need I want to say the word cheerleader, but people that are going to cheer you on, you know, in your trajectory, in your new trajectory of your life, or not the new trajectory, the right trajectory of your life. So make sure you check your circles, including your family. The third thing, set a goal. Set a goal to start. The moment you begin to embrace that idea, the path, what you have discovered about yourself, what you always knew but was afraid to share with the world, now that you have embraced that, make sure you set a goal. You plan things out and you begin to walk. Now, the important thing in this new trajectory is that even though you have the end result in mind and you are now starting, make sure that you understand that there is a process, okay? There is a process. Sometimes the process will test you. There will be things in that trajectory, in that process that's going to, you know, test you, question you. And you had to remember to keep your eyes on the prize, okay? Keep your eyes on the prize and understand that whatever it is in the middle is part of the process. Embrace the process. Trust the process. And sometimes we will not like the process. Get up, sit with it, do a little bit at a time. Sometimes, you know, there'll be days you only do one thing, you know, but just keep moving, even if it's a slow but steady step. Make sure that you continue to go on that path that you created for yourself. Okay. So that is the third thing. The fourth thing is about believing in yourself. Make sure that you also find someone who has a similar vision that you have that can help you from the other side. Okay. So that could be a mentor. It could be a counselor. It could be a business owner. I don't know what it is, but go find someone that had a similar vision so that you can get their support and you can get some nuggets you can take with you through this process. So I wanted to share that with you guys. I don't know who this could empower, help, but I felt like I wanted to share this with you in this week's episode. And let me know if you take that on. Let me know if you were able to, if that somehow impacted you and that was what you needed to hear to make that shift, to make that paradigm shift about understanding versus believing in your potential and who you are. Thank you for joining me this week. Again, my name is Rafaela Silva. You can find me on Instagram at I Am Rafaela Silva or A New Life School. And as always, guys, thank you and have a great week. Bye-bye. Hey, you guys, don't forget to check out rafaelasilva.com where you're going to find healing tools, coaching sessions, and of course, resources to uncover your purpose and help you see what's possible. See you on the inside.